some of the big hotels torn down. I saw this railroad stations moved and changed, the LNN and the terminal station. I remember the building of the terminal, but not the, I mean the LNN, but not terminal. And it has been changed, and the banks have changed a lot and moved different places. And once upon a time, the banks were downtown. Now they're in various communities. That's been a big change. And once upon a time, all the shopping stores were downtown, but now we have shopping centers. You don't have to go into downtown area to get anything you want, food, clothing, automobiles, anything, name it. They're in communities now. Mm-hmm. And they're in sections and homes. And long years ago, when the train was very popular, we had the railroads were all up and down the avenues and the streets, but they have been taken up. And we have, once upon a time, we had electrical wires running all around when the cars were run by the, they called them electric cars then, and then they had the thing that they were hitched to, but now they all run by gasoline. The motors, the transportation is done now by gasoline. We don't have any electrical, as I know of. Mm-hmm. And everybody has an automobile now. A few people are walking. It's for four and five in the family. They all got automobiles. And places them pooling their ride, and they all take the cars out together. And as a result, we got a conglomeration in the streets. You can't get by too many cars.
Are there any names for the major sections of the town now that you can tell me about?
No, not necessarily, because, well, we have Birmingham proper, and then we have, over here we have, this is Rosedale, and Homewood, Vestavia, Mountain Brook, and then we have Smithfield, and what we call Greymont, and Eatonton section and things like that, but I don't know all the sections.
Okay, now of these neighborhoods that you've mentioned, can any be identified with certain racial groups or religious groups, for instance?
Is there not, I don't know of any religious groups. Now, they had been, of course, before segregation, they were identified as separate communities where the whites live and the blacks, but now they're all mixed up. In all the areas now, they're mixed up. And most of them now, we have some very aristocratic areas where we haven't gone. We have one or two people going into there, but they're still exclusive to themselves, something like that. In other words, nobody lives there but the pew in the pocketbook. Not the pew in the heart, the pew in the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. Which neighborhoods are those?
Well, that's Mountain Brook, Vestavia, and Hollywood, I think.
Now, which neighborhoods were, or used to be, the black neighborhoods before?
Smithfield was one of the most outstanding ones, in a place called Eland Ridge. And that was the most outstanding, Smithfield and Eland Ridge. Greymont, they called it.
Okay, now, do the well-off and poor members of these groups live in different neighborhoods?
Well, I hear them speak of the neighborhood, what they call them, the ghettos. I don't know whether we have that classification here or not, but I know they have it up the way. And we have some communities here that are not desirable. Nobody wants to live there. The people live there, I guess they can't help themselves. I don't care one. And we have places that I wouldn't live, and they got places I can't live.
You know, which are these? Can you give me some names?
What, the places that are not desirable for living? Well, they stuck all over Birmingham. They tearing them up now in different places now. Back here where they extended the University of Alabama, once upon a time, they were just little shacks and shabby places.
Oh, really?
But they all been torn down now. And where those people moving, I don't know. But they're building so many of these housing projects and things like that. They're just doubling up in places where they, where the houses are thrown up and taken for street purposes and for improvement purposes, you know. Then they just building little houses out way out from the apartments, and they're moving into them, but I don't know the directions of all of the names either.
Okay. Now, do any of these neighborhoods have their own financial sections or shopping centers?
No.
Okay.
No, they're sponsored by people who are able to run them.
Can you tell me about some of the well-known places around here, like local landmarks, that if somebody was going to come to Birmingham and you wanted to...
Well, they take them to Vulcan, take them to the zoo, and they take them to the center.
What
the,
is the
recreational center up there, and the city hall, beautiful park up there in Birmingham. And
what's the name of it?
The park. I don't know what the name of that park is. We got a lot of parks here, but anyway, then we have park on 6th Avenue. We have one up to the courthouse and the botanical gardens and the zoo. I've seen up to.
Museum.
lakes here that people go to out at East Lake Park and things like that, and Avondale Zoo, and to see different portions of the city. And Vulcan is a very popular place up the mountain here, right on top of the hill. And then we have other places, but they're not right here, not in Jefferson County, not in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. It's in Birmingham proper. They have swimming pools and whatnot.
Okay. If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
If I flew from New York here?
Yeah.
Land at the airport, at Birmingham Airport.
Okay. And does it have a name that you would...
This could call it Birmingham Airport.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you were driving in from, say, Georgia, what road would you run on?
I don't know. I've never been that way.
How about from Tennessee? If any's from any state.
Well, now Tennessee, I'd be coming from north.
Yeah. What do you call the road that you drive in on?
I don't know.
I mean...
Let's call them highways.
Okay.